Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds dog food and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ladies and gents, all things covered, listeners and viewers, we're back once again, another outstanding episode for you guys. I'm excited. Pat P is excited. There's a lot to talk about in regards to Pat P and the potential representatives of the NFC that will get to the Super Bowl, the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, throwing it out there right now, allow it to manifest, speak it into existence. But before we get to the heart and soul of what's going on with training camp with the Vikings and Pat P, got some big time news. Because of you guys rocking with us, our listeners, our viewers, paying attention to our episodes and just, you know, showing us so much love, we've been able to advance to the final round for the People's Choice Award Podcast Awards. So we're finalists for the People's Choice Podcast Awards Best Black Hosted Podcast. So if you voted in the first phase, there's a chance you can help us and vote again. A listeners that voted in July will have gotten an email from the People's Choice, meaning you can go vote again in this final stage. Listen, you have until September 13th to vote. If you have a vote, please go vote. Show your support. It's imperative for you to be able to do that because of your love and support. We've been able to get to the final round. And remember, if we win, you will get an autographed signed jersey from myself and from the legend, the GOAT. Future Hall of Famer Pat P, you will get a signed autographed jersey from both of us, from the Pittsburgh Steelers and from the Minnesota Vikings. We will select two random voters. You have to show proof that you voted, most importantly. Just keep your screenshot of your votes. And then when we win, there's no if. I don't like saying if. You leave a question mark when you say if. When we win, we're going to ship those jerseys out, most importantly. But with all that being said, now it's time to get to the nitty-gritty of our show. Training camp 2022, the Minnesota Vikings. Pat P, you're there live, in color, in person. You know, how has the camp vibes been so far with you guys being in week two of training?
Man, the vibes have been, you know, phenomenal, through the roof, man. You know, everybody's just excited about the season. Everybody's excited about getting this thing going. You know, the atmosphere is outrageous. We just had the Monday night game the other night. The Monday night practice. So that was pretty cool. It's more fans that I've seen.
Do you remember the head count? Did they tell you guys exactly?
They didn't tell us the head count, but it wasn't seats left, and it was a lot of people, you know, around the backside hills and, you know, on the terrace and all that stuff. So the vibes are there, you know, KO keeping the energy alive. Now we just have to go out there and just, you know, do what I do. You know, I think, you know, the talent is there. Now we just have to execute, you know, the game plan and win the games that we were supposed to win.
Pat P, what motivates and challenges you in year 12, you know, looking at everything you've accomplished in your career, but what motivates you right now? And what are some of your biggest challenges?
Man, honestly, man, I'm still chasing Pro Bowls. You know, I still want to capture as many All Pros as I can, as hard as I know that's going to be. But you know, I'm always up for a challenge. You know, and also just winning a Super Bowl. You know, I feel like I achieve, you know what every corner would want to achieve. You know, as personal goals, you know, making Pro Bowls, making All Pros. You know, being a member of an all-decade team, you know, just the one that I'm feeling missing is that Super Bowl. You know, I think, you know, I have to, you know, obviously, you have to be surrounded by a lot of good players, and I think we have that. You know, I think the chemistry is continuing to grow for us. You know, now, like I said, we just have to go out there now, and you know, and just do what we need to do by handling our business on the field on Sundays.
And what sweet way would it be for you to have your final game played in where it all started in Arizona?
Man, that'd be crazy. Man, that'd be crazy and just surreal, you know, but it's possible.
It is possible. This is possible. These are where championship teams are formed right now.
Yep.
Doing what you guys are doing and taking every day like it's your last day, it's last opportunity. So anything can happen. Everyone has the same goals, same mindset, and everyone is 0-0 right now. So yep. Eventually the pack will – there will be separation in the pack.
November, December, football, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What Leroy told us, one team, one dream.
Yeah, one team, one dream, man. One team, one dream.
No question. And when you look at this new concept defensively that you're a part of, how are you embracing playing more zones? You know, for such a long time, you've been a man-oriented type guy. But now we're hearing there are a lot more zone concepts within your scheme. But how are you embracing that?
Man, I'm embracing it, you know, very well. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading on, you know, Kobe Bryant books. You know, I'm reading just Lessons from Legends right now. I read the Mamba Mentality book last year. And in the Lessons from Legends, he was just talking about, you know, when he had to evolve his game, but kind of like, you know, on the back nine of his career, kind of like change the style that he played. That's when he started creating the fadeaway, creating, you know, a low block game, you know, started doing more things with his left hands, you know, making his weaknesses, you know, some of his strengths. And he felt like that was some of the things that, you know, helped him, you know, play his 20-year career. And, you know, and when I look at it, you know, it's kind of like me as well. You know, me, you know, on the back nine of my career, you know, playing 10 years plus with my back against the quarterback, having to really stress myself. I really wasn't stressed out, but stressing myself out, running with receivers, having to worry about guarding every route versus now having the opportunity to be a little bit more relaxed, be able to now know teams won't necessarily will try you deep by you being 7-8 yards off because they think the probability of them making a catch in the move area is a higher chance for them. So being able now, and obviously I understand the game, understand route concepts, but now have an opportunity to kind of see everything develop, I think it's going to be real big for me, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this season is going to turn out for me.
How has the adjustment been for you? Because I know a few practices ago, you got your hands on a lot of footballs. You know what I mean? And it seems like you're making that adjustment rather nicely. But for you individually, you know, what are some of the strengths that you bring to the table when it comes to playing zones and some of the things you would like to work on to improve to become a better zone player?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is just understanding the move area, you know, understanding, like I said.
And when you say the move area, can you please elaborate what you mean move area?
Yeah, for the most part, receivers' routes are going to be broken in between 12 to 15 yards. So if I'm 8 yards off and able to backpedal 7 yards and being square, you know, I'd be able to break on, you know, any given route within the move area. You know, with most guys, when I was not playing a ton of zone, you know, I was opening up too early.
Yeah.
And to be able to now force myself to – I'm only having – a strong probability of breaking one direction versus being square and having a strong possibility of breaking in either direction. So just having the ability to have a ton of reps at that now, I believe is going to improve my game, And like I said, it just helped me in the latter part of my career. You know, I think it can really help me play, you know, a lot longer, you know, being able now to play off and be able to see the balls and what some of my strengths are. Is just, you know, I feel like I got the best ball skills in the league as a DB. You know, so if I can see the ball and be able to break on it, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get it. You know what I mean? So just think about it. 20 plus of my interception had to come from me reading the receiver and then locating the football. You know, now mm-hmm. having the opportunity to see when it's leaving, seeing its trajectory, seeing where it possibly can be, you know, I'm a receiver now.
Yeah. And one thing you'd hit on that a lot of people might not realize how important it is for defenders, cornerbacks, and coverage to be square. Because mm-hmm. when you're square, you're able to break on any route that's a short breaking route when they're right. not running deep. But right. when you open up, that's what receivers want you to do mm-hmm. because you give them a one-way go. It's no different than playing basketball, trying to cover guard someone who's trying to go to the hole. When you square, they can't get around you. They try to run through you. They can't do that. But when you open up, you give them a free lane, a way to the lane, through the lane.
Access. You open
it. Yeah, free access. So when you can stay square and not open up too early, any curls, any digs, any slants, you coming downhill. And that's super imperative when it comes to making plays on a football and not making plays on a football. One highlight I've heard from you, talking to some of the media outlets there in Minnesota, when it comes to secondary play, a guy who has caught your eye has been Andrew.
Yeah.
But, you know, tell us a little bit about him and what you've seen from him that could pave the way for him to have a promising early career with the Vikings.
Oh, man, he has a, you know, to me, he has everything that you need. You know, he has the size, he has the speed, he has the, you know, those quick twitch muscles, the tenacity. He's a little dog, man, and mm-hmm. he definitely brings a different attitude to the secondary for sure. You know, just for the biggest part for rookies, as all rookies, as it was for me, as it was for you, just got to slow down. And, you know, and that's going to just take time. That's going to take repetition. That's going to take game action for that to happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, he played in big time moment and big time games, obviously on the college level, but he been under the lights before. You know what I mean? He understands, you know, what it takes to make plays. So, at the biggest, you know, the biggest thing is going to come down with him is just slowing down, understanding that he don't have to necessarily cover everything in his defense. Just understand your responsibility and do that to the best of your responsibility.
You and know? What about, go ahead, my bad.
No, that was basically it. Just understanding what your responsibility is into contributing into this certain defense and just do that well. You don't have to worry about covering everything.
And what I've been hearing too from afar is that he's a, like you said, he's a feisty guy. Yeah, he loves getting into it. Yeah. And that's something you need to have sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I've been talking with him, but it's good to be feisty, but you have to learn how to play within that feistiness. Mm. It has been times where he's been rah, 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 and you know what I mean, and lose, you know what I mean, just lose the concepts and lose his focus on what needs to happen at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I love the feistiness as well. And he knows, you know, we had our talks about, you know what I mean? Just, I'm not trying to clip your wings. You know, we are not trying to clip your wings at all. We love everything that you're doing and love everything that you bring to the table, but you have to play within your range.
Controlled feistiness is exactly. what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Any other secondary observations you've seen? I mean, you got some young guys in the secondary that's probably going to be asked to, you know, contribute to some degree. What else has caught your eye from the secondary?
Man, I think Cam is having a pretty solid camp. Making plays day in and day out. Had a big time interception with the refs call incomplete, but we went back and saw the instant replay. He got a foot down and a knee down. Mm-hmm. So shout out to my boy Cam for getting a pick on the Monday night practice, which was a big time for us because it was third and it was, you know, one of those situational plays, third down the red zone. It's like third and seven or something like that. And he got him a pick. You know, that's a that's a big time play. You know what I mean? So Cam has been making some plays. Cam Bynum has been making some plays all camp, all OTAs, all mini camp. So I'm looking for him to continue to do that throughout the season. Hitman is Hitman. You know what I mean? He's, you know, just like myself, we just know where to be. You know what I mean? So that's going well. We talked about Andrew. Andrew's going to be good. Caleb has been making some plays. He's been making some great strides.
What about Mr. Stacking Bodies?
Well, I was going to get to him.
Yeah, because I know y'all been putting them pads on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he definitely would have stacked two bodies with my counting so far. Oh, yeah. He definitely would have stacked two bodies for sure. But he's doing well. Everything is adapting well with him. Who else I'm missing? I mean, we got some great nickel play. Mm-hmm. McSally's been solid. Perry's
that's
been
it. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, Mackenzie Alexander is no longer there. Yeah. He's has been the nickel corner for quite some time.
We got a big body now, the nickelback, Sullivan
from Green Bay.
Exactly.
How has he been doing? He's commanding that nickel area pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Big Sully going to be good, man. Big Sully going to be just solid for us. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he understands where to be. He's got great size on him, great speed, great range for those, you know, shifty guys at the slot. Think he made us a lot better as well on the inside.
Yeah.
You got Perry, who's, you know, right now, who's battling that number two position, who's having a solid camp as well. You know, so yeah, man, everything's shaping up to be really pretty good, man. But like I said, we got to go out there and do the work now. You know, all that stuff can be all nice and glamorous in camp, but when real football show up, we must show up too.
No doubt. Let me read some comments from you, from your GM, Kwesi. Comments he made at the beginning of camp that made some headlines when he said that Kirk Cousins is not like some other top tier QB. Specifically, he mentioned Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes. But what do you need out of Kirk Cousins this year?
For Kirk to be Kirk, man.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Kirk had two solid seasons.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, just like as a defense, you know, last year, what I can speak on, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do to, you know, to win them those games. You know, we was very poor in situational football. And on the flip side, offense was very, very good in situational football.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it just, you know, we have to stop people. We have to keep people under 17 points per week.
Mm.
And that's the recipe for winning, you know, because Kirk going to put the ball where it needs to be. He got an arsenal of running backs, arsenal of receivers, offensive line that's going to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
He has everything that he needs. Now, just Kirk just got to go out there and be Kirk. At the end of the day, all he has to do is just continue doing what he's been doing.
Protect the football. So when you look at your defense, I mean, everyone is healthy. Everyone is doing what they're supposed to do. How much can you actually see from having guys like Daniil Hunter and Za'Darius Smith right now? How impactful will those two guys be?
Man, I thank the Lord every day to just to continue to bless me, man, because to have two pass rushers, bro, I never had like two solid. Like I had some solid ones. Like I played with Dwight Freeney later in his career. I played with John Abraham later in his career. I played with Chandler.
Yep.
You know, in his prime, but I never played with two of them, man. Oh my goodness.
They getting on my ball.
Oh my God, man, I'm telling you, bro. Like them boys said, you got to pick your poison now. You got to pick your poison on figuring out who you want to slide to protect you. If you leave both of them one-on-one, you definitely in hot trouble. Then we got these two dogs in the middle that's just ready to hunt as well. That's just the anchor of everything. Oh, man. So,
And I've been hearing, too, you guys have flirted with the idea of potentially bringing in Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, bring him along.
You would welcome that addition?
Would I? Gee, that would just make us that much better. That would make us that much nastier. And if you want to be a championship football team, you got to be nasty up front.
Up front, got to be.
Ain't no good fan bus about it. If you nasty,
they got to be a different breed.
You giving yourself a shot.
So, Sue, if you're listening, if you're watching.
I'm in for Sue.
You in for soup?
I'm in for soup.
Let's get him in camp.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Add soup to what you guys already have. You know, Thomason and the crew, and you talk about those two edge rushers, man. Whew. That's what the game's won or lost in the trenches.
Yeah, linebacker play. Damn.
You got your former teammate from AZ.
Man, you got one of the best in the business who I don't know how he keep getting disrespected, but man.
I mean, on paper, that thing looked real nice out there on that defense on paper.
Elliot, and on film too, it looked real nice too.
It's flying right.
Oh yeah.
But fans are fired up. But yeah, I saw it. I'm like Vikings thinking about maybe Sue trying to figure out the numbers situation. But me personally, if you can add a guy like that to improve the depth on the defensive line, the experienced guy who's won a championship, knows the division,
I would love it.
And plays with that nastiness that you want guys to have to add to what you already got in the pot.
I love it.
We're going to see Kwesi. Make it happen. Make it happen, Captain. Make it happen. Last question for you, Pat, before we let you go. You got your first preseason game is this weekend. It's Sunday night football, baby. Sunday night football. Of course, you know, veterans like yourself probably won't see any action, but what are your expectations from Sunday? Most importantly, a healthy ball game. Get out scot-free, no injuries. But outside of that, what are you expecting?
Man, obviously for us to go out there and put out a great performance and for us to win the game, you know, it's nothing like – you know, winning whenever you have an opportunity to suit up against another opponent, you know, so I'm looking for, you know, we don't really know or, you know, understand the plan just yet. You know, so we'll kind of figure that out later throughout the week. But yeah, who's ever out there performing strong, because that's all I've seen so far. Just guys being where they're supposed to be, guys performing strong, guys making plays, guys playing with energy. That's all I've seen. So I tell guys all the time, if you can practice like this, it's going to be easy when it's time to suit it up.
No doubt.
Guys have been really taking heed of that. So I'm looking for, you know, like I said, first of all, winning the ball game, high energy, you know, a ton of enthusiasm from everybody, from, you know, fans, coaches, you name it, you know, so. It's gonna be a great turnout that, you know, I'm looking forward to a great turnout.
No doubt.
A good ride back to home.
No question. Like you say, Sunday night football is here. Football is here. 2022 is here. I understand it's preseason football, but it's right. It's here. This is what you've been asking for. This is what you've been wanting, training, studying. It's now time to do what you're supposed to do, what you've been born to do.
Yes, sir.
Be the best in the world. Be the best in the world. You heard it first coming from Pat P. A nice skull check-in in regards to training camp week two as these guys, the Minnesota Vikings, get ready for their first preseason ball game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Before we let you guys go, remember, we made the finalists. We're finalists for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Best Black Hosted Podcast. Remember, if you voted the first time in the first phase, there's a chance that you have an opportunity to vote again. You got to check your email. If you got an email, please respond. That's an opportunity for you to vote again. Remember, voting ends September the 13th. And if we win, no ifs. I'm sorry, I keep saying if. Get out of my vocabulary, Matt.
Get it out of there.
There's no if. When we win, you get two autographed signed jerseys. From me
to that.
And from Pat P. We got them waiting for you too. We just got to go ahead and wait for the names that we will randomly select to be able to personalize this out to two outstanding fans and voters of our show. So thank you for allowing us and helping us get to this moment, because we're finalists, but we need more help and more support. So do what you've been called to do and help us, show us love, and we're going to show y'all love as well. Pat P, keep doing what you're doing. Every week, I need you to get at least two interceptions. I need you to touch at least four footballs every week. That's the goal.
Wilson, oh, Wilson. I'll at you, boy, on Sunday. That's all I need, baby.
Hey, that's it. Hey, thank you once again for checking us out. The numbers have been bananas. We're doing real well. Thank you for all the support. Continue to do what you've been doing. Pat P, see you Monday night. I know you're going to have a ball cap on, so we know you ain't going to be doing too much. But coach him up real well. Get the young guys ready to go. And until next time. Night, Pat. What'd you say?
It's Sunday night, not Monday night.
I said Sunday. I thought I said Sunday. Yeah, Sunday night football. That's prime time.
It might be. It might be a
prime time game. You know, that might be the only one Sunday night.
It's on.
Yeah.
It's it's at 3:35 on NFL.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Well, we all can see what's gonna happen. Just a preview. What is a small appetizer for what the main course gonna look like. So make sure y'all tune in. Support the Vikings. It's gonna be a fun ride this season. Final game got to happen in Arizona, a home for Pat Pete. Arizona. So yeah, go ahead and do what you need to do, and I'm gonna do what I need to do to beat up.
Yes, sir.
See you when I see you. Peace out.
All right, my guy.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.